that one.
Oh god, like, I mean, sorry, going back to your ryugaku though, like, what sort of, like, what was your, I mean, I know you talked about your ryugaku in your own, bangumi, so if anyone's interested, go listen to that one. I'll put a link to the episode note, but, yeah, like, what sort of, would you want to do it again? Now maybe as, you know, a different status than a postdoc?
Oh, that's a difficult question. Maybe I want to try again.
Mm.
With my partner. I really don't want to live abroad alone anymore.
Mm.
It was too hard for me. I think that in Esai Naito, they had some several episodes about making friends. Right?
Yes, making
friends in Japan is so hard still. Yeah. Like going to abroad and making friends and... Yeah,
yes. Hard. Oh, that is definitely a constant struggle in terms of, yeah, making friends. I think making friends as an adult anywhere is hard, you know, whether it's Japan or abroad.
Yeah.
But I think if you live abroad with an idea that, oh, I'm here for the temporary period, like I'm only going to be here for some time, that makes you like less motivated, maybe. Like, 本腰入れて友達作らないから、
あの、
なんか余計に。
Maybe. Yeah, なんかもう一回できるなら、I think maybe from the PhD project, I wanna go to abroad.
Okay.
I wanna get PhD.
Yeah, that's probably also not a bad idea. That's a good time because you're still learning as a researcher.
Mm-hmm.
So.There's a lot more sort of support system available to you, and the expectation for you is that you're still learning, I guess. But if you're a postdoc, you need to perform. Like, you need to be able to be useful from day one.
Mm.
And that's a different sort of standard to meet.
Also that my scientific discussion always...in Japanese, of course, in Japan, and my supervisor is Japanese. So if I did this discussion in English, I think my English can be, I improve my English a lot. And like, なんか考えてるとさ、頭使うけど、英語喋ってても頭使うから。なんか、I want to use my brain 100% even that I discuss in English.
Yeah.
That's, I really...なんか英語下手って思っちゃう。
But I think it's a good kind of frustration, like what you're experiencing, because that's exactly how I improved my English. Like, you know, when I mean, I was a 中学生, so like completely different level, of course. But I remember thinking, like, I'm not this stupid. Like, I'm not, like, but I can only speak like a 幼稚園生 and I'm like, I'm not this stupid. I'm not that dumb. I have more things to say. I can discuss more intelligently, but I just don't know how to say it. And that frustration, for me was a good motivation to like actually improve. And that was not always fun, I guess, but it was a necessary kind of frustration. And, one day you can use all of your thinking power into science. And, but that's like, I think it's a good, clear goal to have. And, it's something that you can improve throughout your, you know, your career, like your lifetime. So that's, I think it's a good, frustration. However, not so fun it might be now. It's definitely a healthy direction, I think. Yeah. Because what I see when people fail sort of at learning English is when they, なんか vaguely, ただただ英語うまくなりたいみたいな。なんか特に理由はないけど、なんか英語うまくなりたい。And like, それぐらいのモチベーションだと、なんかね、多分相当、なんか、ディスプリンがないと、相当自分になんか律する力がないと、なんかうまくならないの。
どう Tashikani. I think the traveling, many people said I want to speak English for travel.
Yeah.
But I think traveling is, you don't need that much English. So.
Right. And also that happens how many times a year, you know, that's like, most people only get to travel like 2 or 3 times a year most, right? And so like that's too infrequent. And also, again, like you were saying, traveling and living abroad, or like it's using different. English for work is completely different stuff. Yeah. And I just think that people who improve English quickly are the kind of people who, English speaking is not the goal. Like they have some other goal after becoming fluent in English.
I have some goal, like I spend the lab and old English whole day and get home. I don't feel tired, even that I speak English whole day. I feel like, okay, maybe I can speak English and a little bit lead to the certain level.
Exactly. That's the kind of like small improvement you should observe while you're doing it. Because your goal was not, like English speaking was just a part of your goal. You wanted to be able to discuss science in English. So like that's a bigger goal. And English was just like a 通過点, you know, you needed to pass that point. And that's so much stronger motivation that is like built into your larger goal than I want to be able to speak English, which is a good goal, right? Like it's a good start, but like それだけだとね、
喋れるって何って感じで、
define されてないんだよね。なんか定義が多分曖昧で、 なんか 昔に比べたら喋れるようになってるのに確実に、なんか あのゴールが なんかふわふわしてるから、なんか、あれ到達したっけ？してないっけ？みたいな感じになって、なんか結局モチベーションが下がっちゃうみたいな。確かに。テストスコアはリフレクションしてないしね。そうそう。
I think I have really bad score of the English test.
No, it's hard. I mean, like, a lot of these English proficiency tests, I feel like it's not testing English. It's testing, like, 集中力。
そうかも、そうかも。Maybe.
TOEFLとかさ、 3時間くらいあるじゃん。3時間4時間。ある。多分もういつ受けたか覚えてないけど長かった。なんか長いから、なんか長いだけだよね。英語がうんうん以前になんか3時間座って集中できますかみたいなテストになってるから。<笑> it's so hard. It's like I think all of the standardized tests, you know, it's easy sort of way to like, you know, put it on your resume and say like, "Hey, I have this score." But that's, I feel like, yeah, that's not always reflective of how much you're able to think and express yourself in English.
I think also I have another goal. Like, I cannot enjoy movie without subtitle in English yet. But Disney movie I can watch, actually. So there's still the for kids one. I can enjoy it.
Yeah.
And a little bit... 何難しい。オッペンハイマーこの前見たんだけどさ。Even if it's subtitled, I really don't understand any part.
And I know why. I can tell you exactly why Oppenheimer specifically is hard. Because Christopher Nolan, when he makes movies, he purposely mixes, you know, when they're doing the sound mixing for the movie, he mixes down conversation. So he like intentionally reduced the volume of the conversation relative to what's happening in the movie. Like, you know, whether it's music score or like 効果音 or something, he intentionally reduces it so that people are like focusing. They're like,
で、なんかこうちゃんと聞かなきゃ見れないから。え、じゃ待って、じゃあさ、日本語字幕で見ても失敗ってこと？
いや、英語で多分、でも、いや、それはどうなんだろう。失敗なのかな？ノーマン的には失敗なのかな？わかんないけど、でも、なんか、エンジョイできてないかも。Like Interstellar, Tenet, Dunkirk, all of these like Nolan movies.
あ、バットマンもだよね。なんか、あ、そうなんだ。そう、なんかすごいね、なんか
めっちゃ聞き取りづらいし、私でもなんかもごもご言ってるし、なんかすごいね、身を乗りなしで聞かないと、なんかいけないんだけど。I always, I didn't think it was like, I didn't think it was the movie's intention until somebody told me that that's what Nolan does. I was like, oh no, そういうことだったんだみたいな。So it's not your fault. It's not.
I think for Japanese, like a kind of the one barrier is the pronunciation. So it's okay that you still speak Japanese pronunciation.
Yeah.
If I think, but you already had a natural.
Yeah.
English, so that way that we can hear.
Yeah, I think I was in an English environment early enough that my. You don't really detect a Japanese accent. I think I just have a very confusing accent because I'm not 100% American accent, but I'm not at all British accent either. I'm just like somewhere in between. And I, like, 安定しないんだよね。なんか周りと話してる周りの人に釣られちゃうから。I think
that still that Japanese people speak Japanese pronunciation, always asking what, and always ask, can you say again?
Yeah.
I think...That's kind of the feel like, oh, I didn't speak. Like, そういうのある気がする。最初ね。
うん、わかるわかる。なんか最初すごいなんか気になるのはめっちゃわかるけど、なんだろう。あのね、people should learn that there are way more non-native speakers of English than native speakers of English. And we all have different accents. Even native speakers have different accents. And, like,I think the world is globalized enough that being able to listen to different accent is a skill now. It's a new skill that people need to learn. And I am pretty proud of me being able to understand variety of accents. なんか、だからラボとかでなんか英語困ってる子とか、まあ英語勉強中の子とかがいても、なんかめっちゃね、あの、言いたいことわかるの。Cause I also know, cause I also know what it feels like. And I think this is a part where native speaker have harder time because they never really expose themselves into non-native speaker language. So they're like, 何が言いたいのか本気でわからないんだよね、多分。And I'm like, for me, it's very obvious. It's like, obvious if she's trying to say this. But, like for native speakers, sometimes it's really difficult andBut I think it's a skill that we all need to learn, being able to, like, getting used to different accents, because we're all going to be speaking a bunch of different accented English. Might as well get better at everything. And I actually think it's really nice to have an accent, because it shows you, like, yeah, immediately, like, where you're from, who you are.
Yeah.
And it's, it conveys that information without even trying.And that's kind of nice. The reason why non-Japanese speakers find Japanese accented English difficult to understand is the intonation. なんかね、どこ、文章のどこにもイントネーションつけなくてもさ、日本語って成立するし、なんかルールがないじゃん、あんまり。その、なんかその時の。
なんかさ、日本語ってさ、その、単語単語分かれてないじゃん。あれさ、どうやって読んでるって聞かれて。どこが単語だって分かるのって聞かれて。
確かに、みたいな。
ごめんって言った。もう、分かんない。なんか、どうして、その、ね、絵本って、隙間あるのよ。
ああ、そっかそっか。
子供用の絵本って、隙間あって、なんか、イングリッシュみたいになってる。ワードワードで。でも、大人になるとなくなって。
確かに。
で、なぜか私たちは読めているという。
それになんか、なんだろう。漢字でも、カタカナでも、ひらがなでも、なんかこう、ちょっとずつニュアンスが違うのが、なんか同じ言葉でも、なんか、わかるっていうか、そのなんか、
そうそう。
なんか、そのニュアンスめっちゃね、翻訳できないよね。なんか、なんで、なんで今回はキラ、なんか例えばわかんない。キラキラとかが、なんでここではカタカナで書いてあって、他のところではひらがなで書いてあるのって、いや、そういう気分だったんじゃないみたいな感じにしかならないから。いや、なんかルールがね、なんかね、グラマーのルールがそんなにストリクトじゃないから、なんか、あれなんだけど、まあ、going back to the intonation, なんか、英語も、なんか、イントネーションってパターンがあるのね。多分、なんか、I don't know the technical details of it, but, こういう文章になったら、ここにあげる、ここであげるとか、なんか、3話目で、3語目であげるとか、なんか、最後から2語目を下げるとか、なんか、多分、なんか、ルールがあって、 なんか日本語って多分そういうルールがないかめちゃめちゃ曖昧かなんだよ。だから、なんか適当に喋ってても通じ合えるじゃん。だけど、
通じるね。
だけど英語だとなんかその抑揚がないだけでなんか情報量がめっちゃ減るのね。で、なんか、プラスなんかアクセントの発音がつくとなんかもっと、え、なんて言ったのみたいな感じになっちゃって。で、なんか、え、なんて言ったのって聞かれた側はさ、Oh my god, なんかちゃんと喋れてなかったのかなみたいな気分になるじゃん。It's like a bad cycle, you know?
Yeah.I don't know.、I don't know how they can learn this intonation. Just shadowing or...
Yeah, I guess like shadowing or like just listening to a bunch of people speaking English, really.
Also their strong heart. Just repeat the same thing.
Well, so thanks Hatsu-san for coming and joining our podcast. Where can we find you on the internet?
Okay, thank you so much, Asami-san. So you can find us on Twitter X. The account is @makiyoken_ bar. Yeah, maybe you can find a link.
Okay, and it has a link tree in a bio, so you can access all of their podcasts through that link. Yes. Thank you again, and hope to do this again soon sometimes.
Yeah, 楽しかったです。
That's it for the show today. Thanks for listening and find us on X at Eigo de Science, that is EIGODESCIENCE. See you next time!